In a world, four friends, one mission.
Mikey, what are you doing?
I'm doing the thing for the podcast.
It's not that hard, bud.
Dude, just say the name.
Fine. It's the Freedom Friends Podcast.
Welcome to the worst possible FAP that you've ever done. Because it's Friday, or whatever fucking day we're releasing this.
Why does it have to be the worst?
And we're sitting in a circle. There are sticks in our hands. There are booze all over the table. Johnny boy, what are we about to do?
Is this Freedom Friends ASMR?
Yes.
We're about to masturbate.
You goddamn right, kids. It's time for the Freedom Friends Master Debate, solving the world's problems.
Oh, sorry,
one of those mediocre topics at a time.
Kind of grossed out.
And that's it for today, folks.
I'm going to give you guys a second to get your boners down. Sponsors, they're out there. They're in the description. Justin, what you got for us this week, pal?
Guys, it wouldn't be the Freedom Friends if we didn't talk about our number one sponsor, Warfighter Tobacco. Obviously, you guys have seen us all smoke them. We're here to talk about a quality product that everybody can enjoy. The great equalizer, as we've called it, the Warfighter Tobacco Stick. And it's not just cigars. They've got humidors, travel humidors, cutters, lighters, everything you need to get started on that journey. Check out warfightertobacco.com and use that code FTFO. Score yourself that sweet, sweet 15%. If you want to know my personal favorite, I'm a 762 Field guy. I like that Sumatra, real nice and even keeled cigar. Great for us beginner smokers, right? And I'm told that these taste even better when you're listening to the Freedom Friends Podcast. Now, back to the show. This episode is brought to you by Grill Your Ass Off. It's no secret. We're all middle-aged dudes who love barbecue. Grill Your Ass Off is our main go-to for our spices. That's what we use, man. Whether you're doing burgers on the grill, steaks, or my personal favorite, a little bit of pork belly burnt ends, right? They've got you covered on all of that. They also have salsas. They also have seasonings and spices. They got beer salts. They've got everything, man. Check them out. grillyourassoff.com/freedomfriendspodcast or use the code freedomfriendspodcast at checkout.
All right, boys.
All right, buzz.
I want to know, what is the dumbest thing someone made you believe was true and then you later found out it wasn't?
That Marilyn Manson could suck his own dick.
Oh, that's good.
You know what? Ooh, that is a good one. But you know what? Shout out to our generation for making that viral before the internet.
Yeah. Huge shout out to TikTok for removing the audio on that micro content that we put out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
What?
We put out that micro content.
And it got like 46 views and the audio got pulled and like three comments are like, oh, where's the audio?
Oh, lame.
Yeah.
Lame. Same. Yeah, why do they do that?
Because we said dick like 30 times in 60 seconds.
Because we were spreading the gospel of Marilyn Manson.
Does TikTok prefer penis?
Probably or neither.
Cock
or dong hammer.
Purple headed yogurt slinger.
Oh, we might get away with that.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, that's one of my faves. Not like that, Scott. I've seen that face.
When I
the suspect.
Oh, I'd like to rough it up.
You gotta rough up that suspect.
Yeah. What, they didn't like the fact that he could suck his own twiggin berries?
His own jumblies?
Or maybe they didn't believe that he, maybe they believed he could, and they were disappointed.
But I mean, you can put the one-eyed gopher in your own mouth. Like, that's pretty...
Yeah. You know, that's a skill set that we've all fucking tried it.
Hey, I don't give a shit. Sometimes you better stand before the captain's mast. Hey,
but when's the last time you tried it?
Hey, you stand full salute. Oh, I'm not as bendy as I used to be, so it's been a minute.
When's the last time you did yoga? That's probably the last
time. Oh, God.
Because I guarantee you got in a position, you're like, oh, I'm almost there.
Maybe. Mark Norman claims he licked his once.
Comedy.
Impressive on a couple different
therapies. That's bullshit though, because if you did it one time, you wouldn't hear from him for like 2 years.
Absolutely. Facts. And he'd have lockjaw the next time he saw him.
Yeah, right. He wouldn't his comedy wouldn't be anything.
It'd be 75 pounds lighter.
Teeth be rounded over.
Yeah.
But bro, did you start sucking your thumb? Oh, listen.
Bro, you know how I got into yoga, right? Well, let's see here.
What was
the question, Justin?
Wasn't it? It was in Biodome where Pauly Shore said he could lick his own back, right? Or his girlfriend said there was something about a man that could lick their own back.
Not sure how that would be
possible. I don't remember that.
You got to be flexible as fuck to pull that off.
Yeah, right. Man.
If you can lick your own back, you can definitely suck your own dick.
I knew a dude named Jared who could fold himself in half, and I was always like,
"Dad, you can suck your own dick.
Fucking suck your own dick. You do."
The only Jareds that I know that you know can't do that.
No. My buddy, my current friend Jared, absolutely cannot. You know what? Shout out to him, actually. He lost his father this last week.
Oh.
Toby Vietnam City. Vet, fucking a Marine sniper in Vietnam. But yeah, dude, he lost his old man, and he's a avid freedom friend. So shout out to you, buddy. Condolences, man. So what happened?
Nothing.
So what was the debate?
What's the debate, Justin?
What's something that someone convinced you was true,
but oh,
you
yeah.
found it was not?
All right. All right.
Have you ever met a military recruiter? Fuck.
Give you a free Humvee and a puppy. You're really going to get you a spare tire, too.
Dude, so many bitches are going to be into you.
They weren't wrong about that,
yeah,
but I don't think it was because of the army.
No.
I think it was the...
They didn't mention the caliber.
Yeah.
Nobody promised quality. Bitches.
Yeah, they didn't say there was going to be good.
Set bitches. Yeah.
Much like all other equipment in the army.
Till death do you part.
Somebody else had it first.
Till death do you part. That was a hell of a good line.
Military grade.
Let's see here. What else? I mean, fuck, dude. Pull up CNN. Anything the government told us.
I'm trying not to go political here. Yeah.
It's something.
Let's talk about WMDs, bro. True, right? Let's talk about WMDs, man.
Something that somebody told you that's not true?
Huh?
Is that what the question is?
Something.
What's a lie you, that everybody believed?
Oh, okay.
That you found out later was total bullshit.
Oh. Well, fuck. JFK.
No, he got shot.
Definitely got shot.
There wasn't even a grassy knoll.
Yeah.
That's true. I've been to that fucking area, man.
By the way,
grassy knoll.
How, out of all the shit that they could have said, grassy knoll?
Like, right?
You know, like, well, what is not, like, he was on a tiny hill.
Definition of knoll.
Lawn, for one.
Like, he was on a grassy knoll.
They're like, oh, they'll believe that.
The fuck?
Like, yeah, let's use a word that no one's ever fucking used ever.
Yes. He was on the knoll. Like, what's never, a knoll? The grassy knoll.
I've never been like, hey, go mow the knoll.
You remember that land nav? And they were like, all right, rally point's going to be on this grassy knoll right here. And it was like, the fuck?
Do you remember how to remember the major terrain features on a map?
You're going to use your fist?
No, you can use the Hidden Valley Ranch salad dressing.
Hidden Valley Ranch salad dressing.
You can do that one too. But
the fucking depression, hill, valley.
Ridge. Saddle.
I don't remember. Saddle. Finger.
TBI got that one for me. I don't remember those.
Yeah. I don't remember being a Mason. You know how weird that is to be part of a cult and not remember that you're in the fucking cult?
Oh, it's not. There's another lie.
That's a lie. That's true, yeah. That is a lie.
The Masons are a cult.
It's a fraternity.
Oh, I thought you were saying that Mikey didn't remember.
Or
it's like the only thing I fucking lost with my TBIs. I forgot.
I know quite a few Masons. I've met one good one.
That's not true. He's one.
Yeah. I met two good ones.
I'm one.
Three good ones.
It's probably still two.
I'm not going to lie. Even in the fraternity, there's actually a well-known phrase that says, every good man is a Mason, but not every Mason is a good man.
Okay.
Like, that is a well-known statement. And
yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of
I've
people
met that, a handful.
There's a lot
real
of people
pieces
that,
of shit.
That join that fraternity because they think it's the whole Illuminati that's going to make me successful. They've got these back doors to shit.
That's not
and they're
thing.
Joining for the wrong reasons. But it is
more like let's raise money for children's hospitals.
Yeah. Matter of fact, let's just have a children's hospital where we just don't charge anybody.
Right.
Or so Masonry as a fraternity in the United States gives over $1 million a day to charity and claims none of it. Yeah. Like there's no like
yeah, no,
brought to you
somebody,
by the Freemasons.
Somebody
I've
investigate
met, I've
them
met,
for taxes.
I've met some good ones, but
they don't claim any of it.
They're a true nonprofit. So but yeah, there's a lie that's heavily accepted is that the Freemasons are this behind the curtain cult that's running everything. I'm going to tell you right now, if that's true,
what the fuck is
Fuck with me.
I'm telling you, they changed the fucking bottle.
I've never seen that in a
they
bottle
changed
of JMO.
The fucking bottles.
Has it got a date on it?
No. It's got a little guy carrying a barrel now.
I've never seen that end of a Jameson bottle.
I have from this angle.
I know, but when you were pouring it, I'm like, what the fuck?
That's new, dude. Remember when we opened this and I was like, this looks different? Fucking telling you.
That's the same.
I know my JMO, goddammit.
That's the same bottle that you and I, when we picked it up, we were like, the label.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
It's that texture. There's a texture on the label now that's. I don't know what that says about us. Yeah, but that's a different.
Yeah.
That's same era. It's just a different label.
Weird.
Now, we picked that one up and it had like the bumps on it. And I was like, what the fuck's up with this label?
Yeah.
This is new.
I was like, this looks different. I don't know. What does that say about us?
I don't know how much it says about us that like a casual glance at a JMO bottle or like that's changed.
I worked so hard to get rid of the four.
Yeah, and we ended up with a handle of these.
Fuck, keep working, bud.
How the hell did we get this fucking handle?
They were here too long and they replicated.
They merged.
they grew up.
I don't know if you knew this, but Johnny Walker Black fucks like.
Why can't you have normal kids that fucking steal your booze and refill it with water? If you do that, just use the fucking Johnny Walkers.
Can we have another?
Those are still the OG ones. Whose name is on it?
No, that's the dude who donated that.
Oh, that's a new one.
Not even open.
Yeah. Stop giving us Johnny Black.
Wait. One's a 12 year and one's not a 12 year.
Don't care.
That's double black. That's Johnny 12 black label.
Oh, so they're different.
This is twice as bad.
I'm going to compare.
A lie that I was told that I believed until I found otherwise is that Johnny Walker is good.
Scotch is a good drink.
Yeah.
I understand.
Asshole one time told me Johnny Walker was good too.
Yeah. I understand why Scots are so angry now.
So
I don't know if we've ever done this on the show, but other than Jameson, if someone was going to get y'all a bottle, what would you be happy to see?
Anything besides Johnny.
Any Irish whiskey is 100% win.
Except for fucking Proper 12. You bring me Proper 12, I'm going to make fun of you.
It's trash.
I'm pretty sure there's a bottle over
there. You know what, Connor? If you want to come in and defend that.
Come defend your shitty whiskey, please.
Because that's awful.
And your dog shit acting. I haven't even watched the fucking movie yet.
I saw the clips. The sheer amount of clips
and
people,
memes.
And people making fun of his fucking...
Yeah.
Did anybody think it was going to be good?
And
I like Gyllenhaal.
He's laughing.
I like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay,
I'm talking about
Roadhouse wasn't good.
Well, it's the Swayze, though.
But it didn't need to be remade.
Well, okay, I did hear
that it was '80s good.
That they did not try to copy the original, and it's its own movie.
Yeah,
and call I heard it was, something
I
heard, else.
Yeah, what did they name?
I heard it was pretty decent.
No,
I'm going to give it a chance. So.
I agree with that. So
that's fine. I watched The Matrix 4 today.
How's that fucking debacle?
Wow.
Yeah. Terrible.
Just wow.
Fucking terrible. What were you saying, Justin?
I had that conversation this past weekend with the whole Roadhouse thing. They didn't follow the original script. Then why the fuck are you calling it Roadhouse?
Yeah.
Come up with a new name and just have a fucking weird action movie.
We're talking about it.
Have they tried to do Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Have they tried to redo that?
No.
Okay.
Now you've shed it.
You put it out there.
You can't.
Coming this fall.
You can't.
Why?
You can't redo that movie. No.
But here's
you shouldn't.
But here's
no,
the deal.
No, there's just no. Like,
here's the deal with all 80s films.
Imagine if you tried to do a day off of school in today's day and age. A kid would be sitting in their fucking room on their phone the whole time.
Yeah, they're not.
And be like, this is a waste of an hour and 45 minutes of my life.
No, yeah. In the 80s,
kids skip school and they do gay shit. Like when we skipped school, we did fun, cool stuff.
Like
this generation blows.
I got stoned in a park.
School, yeah.
The last day I skipped school, the last truly like skip day that I did was because they were imploding the fucking Steelers stadium. And we skipped to go down to watch them blow up a fucking building.
That's a good reason.
School for that.
That's a solid reason.
Now people would be like, I'm going to skip school so I can fucking stay on fucking Helldivers all day.
That,
and it's like,
that
fucking so
movies.
Boring. Huh?
Boobies.
Boobies.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Dude, the majority of my life choices have been surrounded pussy.
Yeah.
But in the 80s, you believe that
this
guy had a best friend whose dad had a Ferrari, and they stole the Ferrari, and they went downtown, and they fucking ate hot dogs and went to the stock market and fucking saw a game.
It's 100% true.
And all that, it's like...
He's the sausage king of Chicago.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's right. But you could have fucking done
Abe
it now.
Probing.
I'm sorry, but you walk in with that fucking mushroom haircut and a My Little Pony t-shirt. Nobody's believing you're the sausage king. Like that shit
in the 80s that tracked.
Yeah, there was no like Facebook to check.
That's because they were like, he's probably on cocaine. That's right.
He's got the Ferrari. Yeah, maybe.
It's fun. It's fun.
So apparently there is a remake of Ferris Bueller's Told Day you. Off in the works, and it's called Sam and Victor's Day Off. There's no.
Is it like Matthew Broderick's kid? Like him and
that's
Sloan,
what it's gonna be.
Him and Sloan Peterson had a
finally
kid.
Finally had their kid, and like, he's gonna go skip school.
I would love to see them do a remake of Dazed and Confused.
You know what's fucked up?
They couldn't do it.
You know what's fucked up?
They can't do it because Weinstein's in jail.
Well, also that. But you know what's really fucked up? If they made Dazed and Confused today,
yeah,
it'd be
a hate movie.
It would be about 2005.
Yeah,
no, but it would be. Oh. If they did it the same premise of what.
Yeah.
Dazed and Confused
How
was.
How old does that make you feel?
Dude, we live in Back to the Future.
No, we live
beyond,
Back
to the Future.
We are living further
than the future movie. 2015 was Back to the Future, dude. Yeah.
No, any of those. Like, yeah, Dazed and Confused. That's just when we went to high school.
Yeah.
That, so it would still be a lame-ass movie.
I would actually be older than fucking All right, fucking in that one.
Who was literally a full-blown adult talking about fucking high schoolers.
Sure was.
Like, let's not...
Facts.
Let's not get this lost. That was a dude in his 20s talking about fucking high schoolers.
Sure was. I get older, they stay the same age. That's a felony, homie.
Like, that's like one of his cool, most bro. Famous lines. You know what's great about these high school girls? I keep getting older, they keep staying the same age.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, he could, no, that's a,
it's like, okay, Epstein Island.
Unless you're a female teacher today, you can't get away with that.
I had an English teacher in high school. I wanted to bang so fucking bad.
We had a hot one.
I fucked a sociology teacher from high school.
Really?
It was after I was out of high school, but yeah. She was my teacher. And then later, yeah. I banged her out. Yeah. Yeah. She was hot. The bitch was hot, man.
You got any teachers you'd bang?
No, he's got VR to play.
It's like they're all old.
Yeah.
They're all old white dudes.
It's too bad.
It's Texas.
You got a waifu yet? You got a waifu yet?
The fuck's a waifu?
A waifu.
Waifu is like a...
He does.
I think
Don't let him fool you. He's got some sort of digital character he's fapping to.
Can you what? Explain what a waifu is?
Yeah.
It's a...
You're the oldest, youngest one here. So
right? It's a. It's like some sort of digital avatar that you find sexually attractive.
Well, I follow a chick who's a veteran who I know on social media, and her thing is strong waifu.
Yeah.
She's like a fucking bodybuilder chick now.
It's your...
But she looks like
because
an
she's,
anime character.
Yep.
She is...
That's a waifu.
Fucking wildly attractive.
Yep.
Look, she's doing well. Yeah. And I actually had no idea what the fuck waifu meant.
I didn't until just now.
Yeah, yeah. I've never heard
that. That was today.
I've not even heard that term.
Why? The, like, did you guys ever jerk off to comic books?
Nope.
No.
What the fuck went wrong?
Yeah.
We stopped beating kids. We stopped bullying. That's why I bully my children, because I know they're not getting into school, so I bully the fuck out of them.
Yes.
Man. They got to get that fucking...
Why I bully his children.
Yeah. That's why I accept...
You got to make them stronger for later.
You and I bully him all the fucking time.
Yes.
I just did. I literally just bullied that child.
See, I don't call that bullying.
Well, because you grew up in the right time.
Yeah, exactly. Today, if somebody did the shit we say to these kids, they'd go to fucking... Principal? I don't know what the fuck. Do they even have a principal anymore? Like, I don't know.
He's got
like,
his hands in his pockets. He in charge of something?
I want that shirt with Jazz's face that says, "I literally just bullied that child."
Yeah, actually, we should start a service. You can pay us to bully your
child. Yeah, dude. The Freedom Friends will come to your home and just bully your fucking kids.
I won't. I'll cyber bully them.
Yeah. Oh, it's a full service.
Yeah.
It's full service.
I'm not going to cyberbully. I'm going to do it in person.
Yeah, find your kid's gamer tag. I'm going to go ruin his fucking day.
Yep. Jazz will handle the cyber side when he tries to escape from us. He'd be like, "God, those guys were dicks. I can get down and play some Call of Duty," and all this is Jazz screaming the N-word.
Hey, kid, I just banged your mom out.
You sure that's your dad?
Fuck. So what's a lie?
Bullying is bad.
Yeah.
There's one. Yes. Fucking A. God.
Wheat from the chaff, baby. Wheat
trans rights chaff. Or human rights? That's all.
Jesus.
Wow. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
That was a bad joke. Cancel that motherfucker.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, fuck that guy. Jesus.
Holy fuck. It was fine when women are lesser, but you crossed the line.
The only reason I picked on women was so they would defend themselves.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do for the trans community.
Yes, the trans community needs to assassinate Mike.
I like how you just compare your sexism to like Krav Maga. It's like, how do you get better? I kick your ass until you learn how to defend. It's like, what the fuck?
Dude, feminism Krav Maga.
That's the next shirt is Scott's face with I bully women for their benefit.
Yeah, down.
Oh my god, that's fucking funny.
Oh, a beat woman is a strong woman.
Holy fuck. Oh my god.
What was the debate? Somebody told you that's not true?
The bruises stop when you learn how to guard.
Yeah, that was one of our crayons.
Michelle holding her eyes as I fell down the stairs.
I don't need to bully Michelle. She stands up for herself.
You. Yeah, it was funny.
That was one of our
didn't start
crayons.
That way, though.
One of our colors.
Yeah.
It was
the purple.
I shouldn't have talked to him like this when he was drinking. These bruises are my fault. Purple.
Yeah. I have that at home still. Oh, shit. A lie that we got told that wasn't true.
Well, I think all the fictional characters when we were growing up.
If you jerk off too much, you go blind.
Oh, I never believed that. Because yeah. I would have, by the time I heard that, I would have already been blind.
If you get corrective surgery,
I would be
very fucking, poor vision.
Yeah, I would be fucking Stevie Wonder at this point, bro. Jesus Christ. I'd be Ray Charles up in this bitch. That Jeff Epstein, the financier, is just a good dude. There's that one.
Oh, and he killed himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lie that I definitely didn't believe. I don't think anybody really believed that.
No.
Though.
No.
No.
Like from like the day, the first day it happened, everybody was like, okay. Yeah.
Cool story, bro.
Okay, DevGrew. Yeah.
We're from the government and we're here to help. That's a fucking lie. Shit.
There's a difference in the political parties.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I just recently learned the term rhino.
Really?
In terms of political leanings.
You just learned that.
Not just now, but like recently, like in the last year or so, I would say I learned the term rhino. And I genuinely stopped and I was like, you know what? Let me take this newfound knowledge of this term and kind of apply it in a wide net to politicians that I've.
Oh, I thought you applied it in your own life. Like
that I've known over the years, though. Well, it's political terms, so I can't really apply it to my own life. I'm not very political.
Well,
but when I started applying it to every single fucking politician that I've ever fucking met. Or seen or heard or anything. I was like, holy fuck. This applies to way more people than we thought. I was just like, God damn, man.
If you believe anything you're ever told by any politician ever, all you have to do is Google search the opposite of what they just told you and you will find them saying it. Like.
9 times out of 10, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not always. I mean, I will give credit where credit's due. There are some out there that have been fucking legit, fucking straightforward from the jump.
That pretty much get kicked out of politics.
They do their 4 years and are immediately ousted. Yeah.
Bernie has 100% said exactly what he is.
He's a socialist.
Entire political career.
That's true.
He is still fucking there.
Yeah, but he's still a socialist.
Mittens and all.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking, or, I mean, oh God, this pains me to admit, but AOC too. I mean, she's been a twat the whole time. Like, I don't agree with the fuck all she says or does, but she's never fucking faltered. I'll give her that.
Yeah.
You know, she's been.
My favorite thing about AOC is her own
tits.
Okay, my second favorite thing about AOC.
That mouth that could suck start a leaf blower.
Yeah. My third favorite thing about AOC.
Used to be a bartender in Boston.
No, that's not even. No, that's actually
my last.
That brings it down. My third favorite thing about AOC is her own constituents don't like her anymore.
Yeah.
And they're like, we elected her. And then she ignored all of us since then. Then that's.
Yeah.
Like, well, what did she promise them, or what were their expectations of her?
Do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just do something.
Yeah.
Like, she ran unopposed. Like, she acts like she's this fucking crazy. You ran unopposed.
I don't remember her.
You didn't have to do fuck all. All right. Like, the fucking seat got vacated.
Well, nobody remembered it until she got elected.
That's exactly the problem, is you're like, I don't remember her actually ever running.
Yeah, no, nobody. I don't remember. Nobody had any idea until she was. She already got in office. The first time anybody heard about her is when she had that that interview where she's like, "I can't afford to move to DC."
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And then everyone's like, "Who the fuck is this?"
And then the video came out of her dancing on the rooftop, which
And then everyone was like, "Wow, she got great tits."
Yeah, that's how he got his first favorite thing. Yeah.
But it should also make you question how that public servant went from a broke bartender that couldn't move to D.C.
to worth millions. I think her last
valuation is she's worth like $17.5 million. Off
of what, 200 and, was it $235,000 a year?
$10,000 a year.
Something like that.
Imagine that.
Yeah. It's weird. Weird.
Imagine that. I actually saw some figures today about Pelosi, which is also second favorite thing about her.
That's just smart investing. These are public servants.
Sure. Totally.
There's a lie everybody believed.
Yeah, right?
That public not servant.
Insider training going on. Yeah, for sure, dude. Fucking bananas.
You know who's a politician who's not wealthy? Who's no longer a politician?
Oh, that's why he's not wealthy.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh.
I like Tulsi. I've listened to her on a couple podcasts recently and...
You know what? Because she's a lot more middle of the road.
I'm not 100% agree with everything, but
God, it is amazing how far
she would not conform. We
have allowed the pendulum to swing in the last 25 years.
Because she is a classic liberal. That is a liberal person. And the fact that, like, now conservatives, because it swung so fucking far left, conservatives are like, well, at least listen to her.
Well,
you know what I mean?
She's still an army officer.
Is she still in?
She's still in.
Is she?
Yep. But like, there's a lot of good things. She's a
light colonel, right?
I don't know what rank she is.
I believe she's a lieutenant colonel. I think
she's in the medical field. And a lot of her podcasts recently have been like, I'm really like, fuck, I wish she'd be running for something.
But she won't play the game. And that's,
which is why she's no longer a Democrat.
The people running.
But she won't, but she also won't commit to the Republican Party, which I respect.
Yeah.
She's Margaret's, very man.
Well, you have to fall.
And that's why I like.
If you're going to run for an office, you have to fall in line.
But also,
it's not like you can be Tulsi,
but also,
and run for office as Tulsi. No. She can be Tulsi wanting to run for office, and then she has to change in order to be in the limelight to actually get a chance to win.
Yeah, she's also hot.
Who's that? Who's that? That male politician that's now essentially everybody's fucking. He was the largest followed politician on TikTok, like 3 million followers. That dude,
Beto.
No.
Definitely.
Are you talking about Kennedy?
No. He's a congressman out of North Carolina.
He puts out like
and he'll do that whole
Jeff Jackson.
Jeff Jackson.
I have no idea.
So he does these TikToks that are like, here's what's happening in Congress. And he did a bunch like during the government shutdown and he would like break it down.
Yeah.
Like super like in clear
layman's terms.
Here's what's actually going on. Yeah. But he got his entire following and all of his support as a TikToker. Because he was this politician on TikTok that was making everything very clear.
Yeah.
And then the vote came down about banning TikTok. And he voted to ban TikTok because his party said, hey, we're voting to fucking ban TikTok.
Yep. Yeah.
Everybody went and looked at the vote. Yeah. But everybody went and looked at the vote and we're like, So let me get this straight. You have all of us supporting you and get all of your information out, all of your support as a TikToker.
The problem was that bill wasn't just to ban TikTok. It was to give the government the ability to ban a lot of shit. That bill was not good.
Well, it was going to open up a precedent where the government could step in and shut down companies just because they wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whether you like where TikTok's from or not, and we won't get back into that because that was last week, but
that's 2 weeks ago. I missed that one, but I saw the
microcontent. Government should not be involved in the ability to shut down fucking companies.
Private companies.
Yeah, this correct. Is still a free market economy, and that's the way it should fucking stay. Facts. At the same time, the government shouldn't step in and do bailouts or any of that other shit either. Like when those automotive companies needed that bailout to not shut down.
Fucking sucks to suck, dude.
Sucks to suck, dude. Yeah. Like, fucking, maybe you should look at your pay bands and shit. Like,
yeah, this is called fucking capitalism, and that's how it rolls, dude.
So, you know, like, I'm a small business owner.
And anybody going to bail you out if
I had a bad year, the government's not going to step in and be like, hey, we're going to hand you all this fucking money so you can stay
in business. Well, you don't build cars or airplanes.
Who cares?
Yeah. He's still creating jobs. He's creating jobs. It might be one or two. It's on a smaller scale, but it's the same fucking thing, though. And that's my fucking point. It's this two-tiered bullshit, dude.
Yeah. Well, it's like
that's fucking
like when they would keep Walmart open,
other vendors,
but the mom and pop grocery stores had to shut down during COVID. It's fuck that shit.
That's fucked, man.
Yeah, but all that takes is a handful of people that decide fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's not okay.
No, and it happened in certain places, and those places are still in business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But that's all it takes. So you can blame the government on a lot of things. You really can. It's true. But you, as a business, like Warfighter never shut down. We didn't close our doors a single fucking day.
No, not once.
No, I'm not saying.
You know what I mean?
I would have wanted a bailout in that situation. But these guys didn't get a bailout because of COVID. This was pre-COVID. Yeah. This was just bad fucking management.
Yeah, this was just fucked.
Well, I guarantee fucking tea that they knew going into whatever position they put their company in that they had a back-end bailout that was always on the fucking table. Always.
Yep.
Then any major transportation industry has this. Yeah. Period across the board. Well, you can on a global scale, you can't allow a company like that to fail and expect the economy to maintain what the fuck it is.
Yeah. Well, it's like
you can't.
You know, I see this whole EV with market, who? Right?
Enron.
Yeah, but they had subsidiaries in place
that was also a multi-billion-dollar corporation.
It is
that literally almost overnight. But disappeared.
But there was no...
And the global economy kept on spinning.
But there was no ripple-down effect because there was other places in effect. When that company disappeared, they were like, okay, cool.
And are you saying that no other private equity firm would have stepped in and bought Ford for fucking whatever deal they could have gotten?
Ford was never on the chopping
block. It was GM.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Pick any of them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It would have been
insert name here.
It would have been cheaper to start over from square one than it would have been to save that brand.
Fuck yeah.
That's why same thing. Like right now, all the shit that's going on with Boeing.
Oh my God.
Do you think Boeing's going to disappear?
No.
Fuck no.
Which is exactly why we own Boeing stock. That shit dipped. And I was like, and she got it before
bye,
I did.
Bye, bye,
she
dog.
Was like, fucking hell, and bought Boeing. I was like, hell yeah, buy it on the dip. Government contracts alone.
Yeah.
It's going to make not a even comeback. Government and what contract. Are we going to do? Just tell every major airline on the planet just to not fly?
It's not even government contracts. It's the private sector.
But my point is the private sector. Mopar is a prime example of Mopar was going to shut down. They were going to go under, and Mercedes came in bought all of Daimler and bought the Chrysler Corporation, all of Mopar, which is why for that 5-year window, 6-year window, whatever, everything had that Daimler Chrysler sticker on the glass. So that was a Mercedes owned Mopar product.
Well,
so
now,
that's Dodge, Jeep.
Now it's the Chrysler. Solaris. Group or some shit.
Stellantis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stellantis owns all of it.
Which country does that?
I think it's India.
Yeah.
So who owns, where's Stellantis based out of, babe? That's literally the industry she works in. So that's why I'm asking.
Damn, dude. I'm looking at Boeing stock right now. It's
tanked.
Fucked, bro.
Yeah. That's why we bought it.
Headquartered in Amsterdam.
Oh, it's Amsterdam. Okay. So they're Dutch.
What'd you guys buy that? Curious.
Bought it at 80 something.
I mean, well, you've made money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's at $189 a share,
right? We bought it at the dip when it fucking crashed. Yeah. When that investigation came out, we bought it at the dip.
Well, that's
Should do better than Doge. But
well,
But yeah, we bought it at whatever it's literally the lowest trading point it was at. It was just good timing.
179.
So that we might have bought it at that. However low it went, that's what we bought it at.
No, it dipped in 95.
Yeah,
oh, that was years ago.
No, that was years ago. No, whatever it was, like fucking 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. When it, right after the investigation got announced, we bought it.
Oh, it dipped, yeah, it dipped to 95 in 2020.
Yeah.
And then.
But the entire Mopar group.
Yeah.
Was going to go under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another company stepped in and was like, hey.
Yeah.
Well, keep the brands alive.
And they turned it around.
And they turned it around and then they sold it off.
They put out a decent product that was very much customer service. Go fuck yourself.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's who made my...
which is why I won't
own Dodge. I had that Hemi-powered Grand Cherokee when it was Daimler Chrysler. And it was awesome owning it during that window of time. Yeah. It was amazing. Because you got Mercedes level service for owning a fucking Jeep. And it was... It was awesome.
And then when I had a Dodge, I got India level customer service.
Yeah. But
my point,
you had the best technology at the time.
Well,
but it didn't work
on paper.
It didn't work.
It was awesome on the sales
sheet. Your technology worked, but you had mechanical issues.
Yeah.
And my mechanical side worked, and I had nothing but my electrical side of my Dodge Ram never worked the entire time I owned
it. And we had identical trucks. But we had the same experience when it came to customer service.
Oh, it's trash.
It was go fuck yourself.
Yeah, because they didn't care.
Yeah.
My point with that is...
Which is why we now...
The government bailout stepped in and saved those companies.
Yep.
The private sector would not have allowed those companies to fail. Somebody else would have come in and bought it. What is the group out of India
that owns
like fucking 90% of the brands that are fucking out?
Jez, they would have bought it like you and I had a conversation a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Right? They would have allowed it to fail. Mm-hmm. Bought what was left and turned around and made it back to what it needs to be.
Yep.
Because there's no reason to take over somebody else's debt.
No. But
now that's why there's a government bailout poorly. Because it's just like, okay, here's money. Keep your shit running.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to touch your debt.
The problem I have is all of those same people that mismanaged all that fucking money are still fucking there.
100%. And they're still getting bonuses.
Yep.
Yep.
And are getting away with. You know what? That chip shortage allowed us to just charge a premium on the shortage of cars.
Yeah. And now it righted our ship.
And now we have sticky pricing.
Mm-hmm.
So
it
now
righted our ship.
You know, it's insane looking at car prices now.
Oh, they're nuts.
And it's just like, but I'm not.
So my boy's a car guy, right? And he's like, hey, Dad, you got to check out the new 25 Dodge fucking titanium edition Ram, right?
It was electric.
$1,500 is like $90,000.
Jesus.
Holy shitballs. I don't think it's a titanium. It's some fucking fancy trim level, but it looks nice. But holy fuck, it's still a $1,500. Mm-hmm. Like,
well,
what the fuck?
When I went to go replace my F-150, I looked at new F-150s.
Yeah.
And to get one with the package level I wanted it, I was going to have to buy an $85,000 F-150.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who in the fucking world thinks that any Ford pickup truck, it's a goddamn truck.
Yeah. That's a mortgage payment.
Especially an F-150.
Well,
is worth $85,000.
For similar money, I bought an F-450 that can tow anything out there.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, at least, but with the $1,500, you're still limited.
You bought it for utility.
Yeah.
But an F-150 for $85,000?
Yeah, fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is then you look at the other brands, like the luxury brands.
Yeah.
$85,000 puts you solidly in like Mercedes and BMW and all that kind of shit. Yeah. And instead, you've got a Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a pickup at that.
Right.
That but actually I don't give a fuck.
But I don't give a fuck what brand it is, right? If you have the same technology in a Ford as you do in a Mercedes, like I don't give a fuck.
But your quality's not the same.
I don't know because I've never owned a Mercedes.
But that's the thing, is that like,
dude, you owe it to yourself to drive a Mercedes.
Yeah.
Well,
I had a CLK 430 for a while.
When I was deployed to Iraq.
Not those.
And I seen everybody driving BMWs and Mercedes. I'm like, well, I'm never owning one.
That's
of
like
these,
going
ever
to Germany
in my life.
That's like going to Germany and calling a cab and a Mercedes shows up. My, it's got like a Naugahyde interior and shit. And you're like, because in those countries, they make
that's their
very
Ford, bro.
Economical.
That's their Ford, man.
But like the CLK 430.
That's their Datsun.
The CLK 430 that I had with had an AMG package on it and everything. You know, now everybody thinks it's cool because you can flip a switch and change your suspension and shit like that. That thing
that's changed, been around.
It changed its suspension on its own based on how I was driving it.
Yeah. The early 90s Nissan Pathfinder had that option.
Yep.
The 94 Nissan 300ZX had four-wheel steering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To increase the amount of control you had while driving it. Now, I'll sell you a $90,000 F-150, but hey, the shifter folds down.
So Chevy.
Oh, it's got a blow drop shell.
Chevy came out with the magnetic dampeners, right? And it's a good thing. But the magnetic dampeners came out.
They didn't come out with that. That's what was in my Mercedes.
But they came out with that in like the 70s.
Yeah.
And it was like,
there's nothing new.
Yeah.
Like in,
it's just revamped bullshit.
And especially like in the motorcycle world, there's no new technology, right? There's technology that they've adapted from a different industry and put on the bikes.
Yeah.
But they're not, you can only recreate the wheel so many times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh, we have direct inject. Like that's been around for 50 years.
You know, and I think,
like, oh, we done.
Bro, just.
I think, but that's why everything's getting so expensive, right? Because they try to make something better and better and better.
Look, just but take,
if
take
they,
your
if
F-450.
Made something cheaper.
Take your F-450 to a Mercedes dealership. Because they're going to look at it and go like, okay, he'll spend stupid money on a car. Just drive it in there. And just ask to test drive one.
Yeah.
And you're
going to put you in an amazing vehicle.
And then, and then you're going to see the difference.
But you have to play dumb when you go in there.
It's got the same tech.
I don't know. Like I've been told that I need to get a Mercedes because of, you know, the people I hang out with. I don't know anything about them and I don't know which one I need to get. But this is what I'm trading in. And then just leave it at that. And they're gonna put you in an AMG, minimum of a 7 Series. If
it's
you're
gonna
the
be fucked up,
don't get me wrong. I've seen a fucking badass G Wagon, right? And you look at a G Wagon, you're like, okay, it's kind of basic.
As long as
and then you open the door and you to, and you sit in it, and you're like, holy fuck!
And then you drive one, and you're like, okay, these aren't that.
My only complaint with the G Wagon is that you still, to this day, you still have to slam the door shut on a G Wagon. And I don't mean like,
well, and they
like you have to slam it.
That's
shut,
because it's like fucking like aircraft level fucking like ceiling in that
vacuum.
Bitch, man.
It's a Porsche vacuum inside. But go drive one and then you'll see what I'm talking about. And you're like, I don't care what the badge is on the front as long as I'm getting the same thing. And it's like, you're not getting the same thing.
No, there is a level that it's like,
the fit and finish, the touch of the leather, the everything that you experience
it's
inside.
It's bespoke, bro. It's
those
bespoke.
Cars is just a different animal. Yeah. Like,
well, don't get me wrong. I've built them on their websites, right? And the choices you have of like the stitching and the different types of leather.
You do what I do, where like I fucking shop for shit that I definitely can never afford.
Of course.
Like, I'll be like, what kind of yacht do I want today?
I've totally done
it. You
can
go buy a platinum Ford. And now you've hit like base model Mercedes.
Yeah.
And then it just goes up from there. So you're not buying the same thing. Because you can buy a base ass Mercedes and you're getting everything you did in your platinum Ford. Yeah. And now there's more shit that you can put in it.
Yep.
It's just a different
I had a buddy of mine.
The biggest thing with those cars is that
my ex-girlfriend's brother had a fucking like a used Mercedes.
Yeah, they're amazing.
And it was like a 1980 shitbag Mercedes.
They're my favorite car.
And I would drive that fucking thing sometimes. And it was like I was floating on the freeway. I was like, this thing's amazing.
Well, you can,
do you know why I don't have
get
a Mercedes
that with a,
now?
With a 1980 Cadillac too.
Sure.
You know why
I agree with that.
The only reason I don't own a Mercedes now is I would only want it maintained by Mercedes.
Yeah.
And I don't want to pay for that.
Yeah.
It's the only reason I don't have a Mercedes now.
Yeah, same reason I don't have a Ferrari.
Well,
there's
why?
A difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I could have gotten...
I'll be the asshole that owns a Ferrari and does his own oil changes. Like,
no, you won't.
You might try once.
It's gonna it's gonna look like your boy's car. I tried to do the oil change, and now the transmission's on a bench. I don't know the fuck.
I got parts over here, and the thing's leaking. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, fuck.
I don't. They've changed their nomenclature now, but Mercedes makes an SUV.
You actually have to finish about the size a Rubik's of my cube before you even unloosen a bolt.
That's how you open the hood. You got to solve a Rubik's cube.
Which fun fact about me? I can do that in under 2 minutes.
You can solve a Rubik's cube in under 2 minutes. Okay. We've been doing the show for over 4 years.
You don't know never that? Fucking. You've seen me do it. I used to keep one on my desk.
Keep one on his desk.
What?
Yeah.
Well, there's a pattern.
It's all algorithms. Yeah.
And the color is also the color of that side is whatever the center cube is. So like if the center cube on that side is white, that's the white side. If the center cube is orange, that's the orange side.
Because that's the only one that doesn't never changes. Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah, I can solve one in like fucking.
Bring one in next week.
So I have three at home. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
This is not a
Caitlin's watched me do this a million times.
I've literally
during meetings and shit.
He's literally walked into when we were working together. He would walk into my office with his Rubik's cube and sit there and like ask me a question and solve it and then fucking fuck off.
Yeah. I would hand it to random folks. I'm definitely giving it to you.
I wanted to do it on the show so that way we can tell our listeners that even if you solve a Rubik's cube, you're still not smart. Yeah.
It's true. Facts. But can't confirm.
You should go drive a Mercedes because they make an equivalent to my car.
Love you, buddy.
If you can dodge a Rubik's cube. Yeah.
And I drive a Ford. I'm not shitting on Ford. I love Ford product, but I'm going to tell you right now, they make an equivalent to my Explorer out there. And there is a serious difference between my Explorer and Mercedes. It is not the same fucking car.
So speaking of which, I'm kicking around the idea of buying a truck.
That can actually tow your trailer?
That can actually tow my trailer.
You have one.
With more than fucking 8 miles per gallon.
Dude, it's not going to happen. It doesn't matter.
You need a diesel. No. You need a diesel.
It's aerodynamics. You
get a diesel.
Yeah.
And you're going to go from, like, if you had my truck, you would go from 20 to 14 to 16, depending on wind.
Yeah.
But now you got to pay for diesel.
You can't get good fuel mileage towing. It's
what stopped me from buying that diesel.
That's like, you know what? Like, I'm going to bang hookers and I'm not going to get a disease.
Yeah.
Will you wear a condom?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You're going to get
it doesn't matter.
The only thing that stopped me from buying that diesel when I was looking at it was I looked at the cost of operating that diesel and I was like, this has zero advantages. Like it was.
Yeah.
It'll tow easier.
I was also only going to buy it for a tax write-off, so
it's not worth
it. It will be easier to accelerate with it.
Okay, how long have you had your camper?
Huh?
How long have you had your camper?
Like 4 minutes.
About a month.
Okay. Outside of your trip to Palatka, have you pulled it anywhere else?
Minimal. But
because you were just playing around with it.
Yeah. But
you want to buy a new vehicle to get better gas.
Fuck all about a new
one. You want to get a new to you vehicle.
Different vehicle.
Yeah.
So you can pull your trailer, your camper, maybe 3 times a year.
I'm looking at
and maybe get 5 miles a gallon better.
Investment, brother. I will help you find a vehicle.
I'm looking at something that I'm going to put literally 5,000 miles a year on.
So you want to get an additional vehicle just to tow the trailer?
Correct.
Florida's only
5 miles a gallon.
Florida's only 1,000 miles each way.
Correct.
So you want to get a vehicle to pull your camper to Florida twice a year.
It would be cheaper to buy another.
It would be cheaper to rent one in fucking Florida once you get there.
It would be cheaper.
Well, I'm looking at options.
It would be cheaper to buy another camper and leave it.
But in Florida, than it would be to buy another camper.
100%. You could Airbnb that bitch while you're not there.
That's actually true.
Yeah, because then you could rent it out to whoever else stayed there.
But the shitty part is you're stuck with the one that you bought here.
Buddy, that ain't a fucking...
Dude, just buy one and leave it in Palatka and
that ain't a bad
rent it out to more.
Airbnb
to make you even more money, you can take the camper you have now and leave it there and rent it out and not have one here.
Just buy another one here.
No!
You could not have one here.
That's the whole point, don't fucking get another
just
one.
Just drive to Palatka and stay in your trailer.
You don't make money on a camper.
No, never.
Ever.
No, I know. I know that.
So don't buy another one.
I like
rent it. Rent it. Go rent a camper. It's $400 for a weekend. $1,000 if you want a fancy one.
He's not wrong.
It's literally $200 a month, man. Like it's
yeah.
Like it's
so you can rent it twice. Twice a year so you can rent it when you want
to
use it.
$2,500 a year to use it three times a year on a second camper?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say.
Oh, well, let's add storage fees. But let's add all the shit he has to buy to get it set up to be able
and
to
you
use
have to
it.
Insure it, and the repairs and cleaning after every time you rent that motherfucker. Because
no, that's the one in Florida. That's covered under expense.
But they're going to treat it like they rented it.
They will, but that's
how
covered
well
under
do
rent,
you
rental expenses.
Rented anything?
It's covered under rental expenses.
You're not wrong there.
I've rented out my camper. You can make money doing it, but it will be a pain in your ass.
It's not easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not looking to really make money off of it.
But you're looking at dropping one, renting it, and buying another one. You just, no. Are you allergic to like making money? You just want to lose it.
You can't take it with you, bro.
Well, fuck, bro. Just give me $500 a month.
Fuck out of here.
I'll just slap you in the face and I'll call it a camper.
No, what you need to do.
Every time, like, here's your camper, bro. Whack. Like, thanks.
Here's what you need to do. You need to pay him. Set. You need to pay him $500 a month. And then three times a year, just
that's more than my camper.
Just swap trucks with him so that you can drive his F-250 to Palatka.
That's way more than my camper.
Yeah. How much do you think that this part-time diesel is going to cost you?
You pay me $500 a month. You don't even have to rent my truck when you drive it to Florida.
No, thank you.
That's essentially what you're arguing. You're like, I'm going to buy a truck to
counteroffer three carts
for the week you drive it to Florida.
Yeah.
But you still pay $500 a month outside.
No, fuck no.
No, no, we can't do that. No. You had me for a minute until
like,
you didn't want to pay
I love
the rest.
This deal. I'm going to go buy a diesel. You can just rent that.
I know. Like, let's go.
No, I am looking at alternatives, though, because that drive was rough.
Well, it's a long ways.
Just, you know what? Just convince your Tacoma to self-identify as an F-250.
Oh, that'll work.
And throw diesel in it, and you'll be all set.
Totally. That'll work. Yeah. That's great. Well, that's the other thing is I like my Tacoma. I don't want to fucking break it.
You're not gonna break your fucking
Tacoma. No,
those things tow fucking MLRS systems.
You're not wrong.
You'll be fine with your fucking camper. Totally wrong.
Like I was thoroughly impressed with my truck's performance during this fucking trip. Right?
Yeah, but if you're very impressed. If you want to buy a whole nother vehicle because you think you're gonna get better fuel economy.
I'm not talking about that.
You're fucked.
It's more so of just a convenience factor.
How is that convenient? I hate to tell you this, man, but towing a trailer just sucks. It doesn't really matter what the vehicle
is. That's true. There is no good way around it. Yeah. No. All I know is that when I towed the Hero Sports trailer, for instance, right? AKA the Warfighter trailer.
Yeah.
When you towed our trailer. When I towed Warfighter trailer.
What is now your guys' trailer again. Yeah. Right? When I towed that to Florida with an F-250.
Yeah. F-350.
There was a
dually.
No, it's a 250 single wheel rental.
Yeah. Dramatically different.
But you got 10 miles a gallon. I fucking know it because I tow that bitch with my truck.
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
So why not just do the rental thing then? Why not just rent the truck and tow it?
10.7 miles a gallon.
Get a $29 a day U-Haul truck.
That's
only in town. And they charge mileage.
Oh, yeah. There's no one-way rentals for those. Yeah. So I've looked into that.
But United, on the other hand, United Rentals rents diesel trucks.
You also don't have to maintain it. And it's like, well, the rental fees and whatever. But there's no maintenance.
True.
You just turn the bitch back in.
But now you got to math
That's
it
what
out.
I've been looking
You got to math it out, though. Is the rental fee and the fuel surcharge more expensive than driving your Tacoma and
getting poor gas mileage?
No.
And paying for the gas mileage?
No. No.
No, you're
it's
you're,
not more expensive.
I guarantee you it's more expensive.
You think so?
100%.
To do what?
To rent it.
To rent
it. To do a rental thing than just what it takes you to take your Tacoma.
100% more expensive.
Yeah. So the lie.
And you're not putting extra wear and tear on your vehicle.
Exactly. The lie you've been told that you believe is that diesel is the way to go.
It is. If you're towing heavy.
And all the
heavy.
Yeah. If we're going on the fucking theme of the show, yeah. Let me math it out.
I'm sure the listeners are like, we don't
super
these excited, fucking
right?
idiots. Yeah. Don't care.
Yeah, super excited.
And then there's four people that are like, yeah.
And you're gonna have some guy that's gonna argue with us, and it's like, no, that's not true. I use my extra diesel to tow my shit. It's like, yeah, your grandfather's truck that he left you when he died, the three raspberries he left to your brother. Like, that's why you have that extra truck.
Well, then you have to insure it. Just your insurance amount is going to be more than your bad fuel market.
This economy? Shit.
I just love that Mikey compared towing and convenience in the same sense.
There's you either tow or you get good gas mileage. Yeah, there's no both.
Yeah.
Convenience factor to tow and fuck all.
No, you do get better fuel mileage towing with a diesel.
By two.
No. Okay, so when I pulled Scott's old camper with my 1500.
Okay, first off.
Oh, that was bad.
I got I got 4.5.
Your Dodge?
Yep. I got 4.5 miles a gallon.
Yep.
It didn't matter what. Gas vehicle.
You also had metal in your differential fluid after.
Oh, that's because that's because they didn't put enough fluid in there. But it doesn't matter. When it could have been my Tacoma, any 1500, you're getting 4.5 miles a gallon, period.
Yeah. I want to see your Tacoma 1500.
It's a Tundra. Sorry. I was about to argue, then I was like, no, that's my fault.
Mainly because a 1500 Tacoma would be dope as fuck.
It's called a Tundra.
Yeah, it's called a Tundra.
No, it's not. There is a serious difference between the Tacoma and the Tundra.
Facts.
Yeah, but if you want a 1500 Tacoma, it's a Tundra. There's no...
Then
in today's day and age, without creating a new vehicle. Yeah. Yes. No. But anyway,
1500 Tacoma would be dope. They build those things fucking different.
Yeah, they're awesome. You know, I'm a big fan of my truck.
A Tacoma is a 1500. They just rate it differently. That Tacoma could pull Scott's old camper and it would have got 4.5 miles a gallon. It would have.
Your Tacoma could pull my camper now and get 4.5.
Tacomas are that tiny dude that power lifts.
Right?
On a world-class level.
Ethiopian power lift.
That motherfucker weighs 155 pounds and squats 400. And I don't understand how the fuck he's doing it.
And he does it without
breaking
the sweat.
Math, but he's there.
That's a Tacoma.
Yeah. No, and don't be wrong. I fucking thoroughly enjoy my truck, and I was very, very impressed with it.
That's why, what is the fourth-gen Tacoma or whatever now goes for more than a new Tacoma goes?
They're bulletproof.
They're fucking invincible.
Dude, those are the ones that tow fucking MLRS units.
Dude, the reason I wanted a Tacoma in the first place, because it was the closest thing I could get to a Hilux.
Yeah.
Nobody's overthrowing countries in a Tundra.
Right.
They do it in a Tacoma.
Hilux, I've watched
up a Tundra.
There were F-250s in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I've watched a Toyota Hilux get hit by an IED. And keep fucking rolling like nothing happened. Like it was like, oh. I was just like, that's the reliability that I want in a vehicle.
Last time I was in Africa, my rental car was a diesel Hilux.
That's what I had in Afghanistan.
I had it in Bonaire. Oh, I loved it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Everywhere
else besides the U.S.
My dad and I were trying to figure out how to send one of those fucking things back. Oh, it was like, how the fuck?
It cost more than the vehicle.
It was insane. It was bananas. Nuts to try and get our hands
on it. I saw one on the freeway recently. I saw a fucking Hilux.
Was it out of Mexico? Had Mexican plates on it?
No, fucking from... It had Texas plates on it.
They bought that shit in Mexico.
Probably.
There's an age exemption where you can bring them in.
Oh, no, we could have brought it in.
Yeah.
It was going to cost us, but it was like $38,000 to bring it.
It was the same when I had my Skyline in Okinawa. Like, I wanted to bring my Skyline home because it was a dope fucking car. And I was like, and then I looked at the price tag to fucking bring it back, and I was like, never mind.
But we just broke over the age thing where now you can import R34s with the engine still in it. So that was the trick, is you could bring an R34 Skyline in, but you had to bring in the chassis,
and then you
had to bring in the engine, and then you had to get a kit car title on it, and then you put the engine in the chassis, and you could so.
But you have to change the glass.
No, you
have to change the doors. You did when I.
If you want to bring it back complete.
Yeah.
Like if you don't bring it back,
all my glass, all my like my door panels had to get fucking changed. Yeah. It was so much DOT bullshit, red tape,
bureaucratic
dog shit.
Unless you bring it back incomplete.
Yeah.
And then you have a kit car and they don't care.
In the defense of the DOT, there's some of those vehicles that I would not want to get in an accident with.
100%. Like, there's a reason the Corvair never made it, man. Like, yeah, we get it.
Well, that's all these people now that are like buying K trucks here. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, the fucking weird little Japanese things?
The K trucks.
Yeah.
And there's all these ones that have aged out. And so you can bring them in. And
They're awesome.
They're like three raspberries. And you can have one of these fucking trucks. And you pay more for the import than you do for the vehicle. And you're still only in for like $5,000.
Yeah.
But you have this thing until you get hit by a fucking anything.
And you get hit by a mosquito on the highway. Yeah.
We got the cicadas are coming this year, and this is going to fuck those trucks
up. It's a double brute this year.
There's a lot of those at Rednecks that just the putt around trucks? In the mud. Yeah, yeah. They're kind of cool.
Oh, no. Not saying they're not cool. Yeah. They're going to kill you, though.
Yeah, well, you'll die. I wouldn't drive it on the street.
That can't be a commuter.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like, you tell me one thing that you import from Asia that doesn't have a chance of killing you.
Yeah.
Good talk.
I'm at a loss.
Good talk, boys.
That entire fucking country is out to get you, dude. That entire region is ready to kill you. This has gone on too long, guys. I'm going to raise my glass. I'm going to say thanks for being my freedom friend, boys. Good debate about fucking nothing.
Make sure to cheers with the left hand and make eye contact.
Mm-mm. Like, share, subscribe, smash those buttons.
Left hand.
Send in your fucking debate ideas, too. Those are always fun. Those are always fun to listen to and read. Like, share, subscribe, smash those buttons. These guys are doing something super fucking gay over here. Jesus. We just jerk each other off. That's
I imported that from Asia.
So did we. anyways, three little things. Not hard to do at all. John.
Smoke up.
Jazz.
Fucking as long as I'm with Scott, I'm fucking drinking on.
Damn right. Gotta have that little bit of buzz. God damn it, boys. Freedom the fuck on. Later.